All right, ready for this? We're diving deep into something today, a medical mystery. Get this, it can make your fingers swell up like sausages.
And no, that's not some weird food thing gone wrong or anything like that. We're talking about dactylitis.
Dactylitis. Sounds kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of dinosaur maybe. But I gotta say, look at these articles. You handed me quite the stack. This dactylitis thing, it's way more interesting than its name. So give it to me straight. What is dactylitis?
Simplest way I can put it. It's inflammation in your fingers, sometimes toes, but, and this is key, it's not like just a little puffiness. We're talking serious swelling. Gives the fingers that, well, yeah, you guessed it, that sausage look.
Okay, so not just your average swelling, that not just skin deep, right?
Nope. Diaper. Way deeper. It's the tendons, the lining of the joints, everything in there gets inflamed. And this is important. Dactylitis, it's not a disease in itself. It's a sign, like a signal flare, telling us there's something else going on, something bigger.
A signal flare. I like that. So it's a symptom, but an important one. It's like our body's waving, not just a hand, but like, well, a giant swollen finger saying, hey, pay attention, something's off.
Exactly. And depending, of course, on what's causing it, that
Yeah.
something can be anything from, oh, an immune system gone a little haywire to a problem with the blood itself.
Okay, now we're getting into it. Now you've got me hooked.
Yeah.
So, who are the usual suspects then behind this dactylitis mystery?
Well, one of the most common culprits we see, it's psoriatic arthritis. Basically, it's a type of inflammatory arthritis, and it's linked to, psoriasis, the skin condition.
Psoriasis, right. The itchy, scaly patches on the skin, but gotta be honest, don't know much about the arthritis part of that.
Yeah, it's often overshadowed. You're right. People talk about other types of arthritis more, definitely, but it's a big one, believe me. And for a lot of people with psoriatic arthritis, dactylitis, it's one of the first things they notice.
So someone's walking around with these, what, painful, swollen fingers, and that could be the first clue, the first hint that they've got this type of arthritis.
Could be. Now, you might be thinking arthritis, that's, older folks, and you're not wrong. Often it is. But dactylitis, this can show up in kids too. Specifically, we see it linked to sickle cell disease. That's a blood disorder.
Sickle cell. That's the one where the red blood cells, they're misshapen, like not the right form. I remember that from, gosh, way back school, I think. But how does that cause swollen fingers? Seems like a totally different system in the body.
You're not wrong. It is a different system. And that's what makes dactylitis so, well, so interesting, so perplexing even. It's not always, A plus B equals C. The body's complicated.
So we're looking at two suspects, right? Two very different culprits. We've got psoriatic arthritis, all about that inflammation. And then there's sickle cell, the blood disorder. It's like, I don't know, finding two completely different sets of footprints at a crime scene. How do you even begin to connect those dots?
That's where it gets really interesting, see, because you got to understand what's going on underneath the mechanisms. It's like we're solving two different cases, even though they end up at the same place.
Okay, yeah, walk me through this.
All right, so picture this: psoriatic arthritis, your immune system. It's like, say, a security guard, but this guard, little trigger happy, instead of just protecting, keeping the bad stuff out, it starts attacking. Thinks your own tissues are the enemy. Especially, and this matters, the lining of your joints and the tendons, the ones that control your fingers, your toes.
So the security guard seeing your own cells and going intruder alert,
Yeah.
sounding the alarms, causing all that inflammation, leading to, well, the swelling.
Exactly. Bingo. And here's the thing about fingers, about toes. Not a lot of room in there, right? So that swelling, it's got nowhere to go but out, hence the sausage shape.
Makes sense. Like trying to stuff, I don't know, one of those long balloon animals into a tiny box. It's going to find a way to bulge out.
See, you get it. Now, sickle cell, completely different story. This isn't trigger happy security. This is, more like a traffic jam inside your blood vessels. So in sickle cell, the red blood cells are supposed to be nice and round. These are deformed, sickle shaped.
Like those, what are they called? Crescent-shaped tools.
Yeah, exactly that. And those misshapen cells, they cause trouble. They clump up, block blood flow. And you know where this happens the most? Tiny blood vessels, hands, feet.
A microscopic traffic jam in your fingers. Ouch. Just thinking about it.
Not a fun time. And those blockages, they've got a name, vaso-occlusive crises.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're painful a lot. And just like with all that inflammation we talked about, when this happens in the fingers, the toes, hello, dactylitis, the swelling, the whole nine yards.
Two completely separate roads, both leading to Rome, or, well, to dactylitis, I guess. Body's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But okay, let's talk about what this feels like. You're saying swelling, blockages, immune system going rogue, that's gonna
Yeah.
hurt, right?
Oh, absolutely. Pain, it's a big part of ductalitis. But, and this is key for diagnosis, the type of pain, how bad it is, that can tell us a lot about what's causing it.
So different culprit, different pain experience. Tell me more about that.
Okay, so let's stick with our example, sickle cell. When you have those vaso-occlusive crises, the pain, it hits fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's intense, sharp. People say stabbing or throbbing, and that's, you know, those blocked blood vessels. Tissues aren't getting the oxygen they need.
Can't be fun.
Not at all. But now, psoriatic arthritis, pain's different, more like a dull ache.
Yeah.
Stiffness, tenderness, warmth in the finger, that kind of thing. It builds gradually, usually. And while it can be severe, don't get me wrong, it's not that sudden sharp pain of a sickle cell crisis.
So like lightning strike versus, I don't know, a toothache that just won't quit.
Perfect analogy. And that distinction. Doctors, we rely on that. Helps us figure out, you know, which path led us here, what's causing it. But of course, it's not just about the pain. Other symptoms, those matter too. Help us play detective.
Okay, so say you're experiencing this, the dactylitis. What else should you be looking for? What's your body trying to tell you, maybe?
Good question. So beyond the obvious, the swelling, the pain, right? It could be redness, warmth where the swelling is. And depends on the cause. Could be other things, too.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Well, if it's psoriatic arthritis, might see the skin stuff, too. Those scaly patches of psoriasis, classic sign. Or joint stiffness, especially in the morning. That's common.
Piecing it all together like a puzzle, huh?
You got it. More pieces of the puzzle you give your doctor, the better. Helps us get the full picture.
So let's say you go to the doctor. You're thinking, okay, maybe this is dactylitis.
Mm-hmm.
What happens next? How do they figure out for sure what's going on?
First things first, we talk, got to hear about the symptoms, when did it start, what kind of pain, anything else going on, family history, any other conditions, all that detective work.
Like a medical game of Clue. It was the immune system in the finger with the inflammation.
Uh-huh, exactly. But sometimes, even with good intuition, got to go further, need more clues.
So what's next? What's in the doctor's detective kit for this, when it comes to dactylitis, I mean?
Well, we talked about the history, right? Got to lay eyes on it, examine, got to see those, yeah, those sausage digits for myself, see how tender they are, how well you can move the finger, the toe.
Just to make sure, I don't know, you didn't get those sausage fingers from, like, the deli down the street, right?
Right, got to rule that out. Mm-hmm. But in all seriousness, probably some blood tests, too.
Going deeper, getting into the lab analysis, what can they tell from your blood about dactylitis?
You'd be surprised. First off, they're looking for inflammation. Checking those markers, things like, oh, CRP, ESR.
Okay, now you're just using the alphabet soup on me. One of those. CRP, ESR.
Think of them like proteins. When there's inflammation somewhere, anywhere in the body of these guys, they show up in the blood, elevated, like little red flags going, hey, over here, something's inflamed. Plus, they can check for antibodies, specific ones. That's your body's defense system, right?
Yeah.
And certain antibodies, they can actually tell us, yep, this looks like psoriatic arthritis, that kind of thing.
So it's like, I don't know, analyzing the fingerprints at a crime scene, seeing who's there, what they touched.
There you go. And sometimes, not always, depends on the case, we might do imaging. X-rays, ultrasound, MRI, those sorts of things.
Really get a peek under the hood, huh? High definition.
Exactly. So X-rays, they're good for the bones, seeing if there's any damage to the joints themselves. But ultrasound, MRI, those give us the good stuff. Detailed look at the tendons, the ligaments, all the tissues around the joint. Amazing what they can do these days.
It really is. But okay, let's talk treatment. We've found our culprit. We know what's causing the dactylitis. Now what?
This is where it gets really personalized. Treatment depends, big time, on the cause. I always say it's like skin care. You wouldn't use, you know, acne cream for dry skin, right?
Don't tell me you've tried that one.
No, but you get the point. So let's say it's psoriatic arthritis. Inflammation's the enemy, right? So goal number one, bring that inflammation down, ease the pain. Could be as simple as, you know, NSAIDs, your basic over-the-counter pain relievers. Sometimes, though, got to bring in the big guns. DMARDs. Those are disease modifying and they work on the immune system itself. Calm everything down.
Taming that overzealous security guard we talked about.
Exactly. Now, sickle cell, different story. There, it's all about managing those crises, those painful blockages. Pain relief, obviously, that's top priority. Hydration's huge too. Got to keep those cells moving. And sometimes medications like hydroxyurea, that can help make the crises happen less often, less severe.
So hit it from all sides. Whatever works. This has been incredible. We've gone from what? Swollen fingers to microscopic traffic jams to like highly personalized treatment plans.
It just goes to show you something as small as, you know, a swollen finger. It can be a sign. A sign that something bigger is going on. Your body's always talking to you.
Always talking. It's up to us to listen. Huge thank you to our expert for, well, for being the Sherlock Holmes of swollen fingers. And to you, the listeners, for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time. Keep those brains curious.